presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. When young Stacy, stubborn and headstrong, decides to take command of his half of the expedition Jungle Jim has organized to find his wife, Stacy leads the men across an open plain in the enemy country. Despite the repeated warnings of Kolo, Stacy advances and finally falls into an ambush. When the deadly gunfire ceases, only Stacy remains standing. The remainder of the party lie dead or wounded. The triumphant natives make Stacy their prisoner and march him off to the jungle. But Kolo, only slightly wounded, makes his way across the plains toward the distant hills. Sometime later, Jungle Jim's native trackers report seeing smoke signals rising from the distant hills. Without delay, Jungle Jim hurries to high ground and patiently waits for the signals to appear again. Then the telltale puffs of smoke are seen again, and Jim reads the message. Stacy captured. Come at once. Kolo. Leading his party on a forced march through the late afternoon and night, Jungle Jim reaches the hills from where Kolo had sent the signal.
All right, Moko. Spread the men out and search for Kolo. He should be somewhere on this hill.
Very good. That's that, Jim.
You see, they have covered a lot of territory in a short time. Hope it hasn't all been in vain.
So do I. Kolo has managed to survive the night without any ill effects.
Look, Master Jim. There is Kolo, up on hilltop.
Well, there he is, standing up and waiting. He's apparently in pretty good shape. Come on, Lil, let's go.
Coming right up, Kolo.
What a relief that is, seeing him standing there safe and sound. I can't wait to find out what's happened to Stacy and the others.
Apparently, Kolo is the only survivor from that half of our expedition. Well, it had to be someone. I'm darn glad it was Kolo.
Hello, Swan Jim.
Hello, Kolo. Are you all alone there?
Just me, Swan.
Well, tickled to death to find you still alive, Kolo.
Looks as though you've been hit, too, Kolo.
Must be bad. Glad to see Twan Jim, Missy Lil again. Everything be all right now.
It will be as soon as we fix you up. First, we'd better dress those wounds. Moko, bring up that first aid kit and tell the boys to fix up food.
Yes, Master Jim.
Well, sit down there, Kolo. While I get a good look at those wounds.
One on this arm be bad one, Twan. Other only flesh wounds.
Here's the kit, Jim. I'll get the things out.
A good swab of cotton and some of that antiseptic. And first, I want to wash the wound. Then I can see how much damage has been done.
Kolo very lucky, Twan. Everyone else be killed. Except Mr. Stacy. Native take him prisoner.
Here you are, Jim. The cotton and the antiseptic.
Oh, thanks, Lil. And now hold on, Kolo. Might be a little bit painful.
It be all right, Twan. Kolo tell you what happened.
I'd like to know if you can talk while I'm working on you. See now. Feels as though that bullet is still in there. Locked up in the fleshy part of the shoulder. Might have to probe around a bit to get it. That Lil, tell the boys to get some hot water ready, boiling. I want to sterilize something.
Okay, Jim, right away.
There you are, Kolo. That fixes you up. We'll have to watch those wounds closely for a few days, but I think you're more than safe now.
Many thanks, Twan. Kolo feel pretty good now.
Now, Kolo, let's hear the rest of your story about Stacy. You were saying he had a bad night, and with his dream and the scare the natives gave him when he saw the mark on his hand.
Yes, Missy Lil. Next morning, Mr. Stacy, he feel bad. He shout at me. He tell Kolo he take charge. I tell him what Twan Jim say, but he not listen.
And that's just like him. He's a stubborn, headstrong young devil.
He not want to follow river trail. Say we go over open country, it be quicker. Kolo tell him that be bad. He still not listen. Shout to boys. They start to go by river trail. Mr. Stacy get plenty mad.
The over-anxious idiot. Even his native boys knew the best trail to follow.
Yes, Twan. He say, go over open country. Boys be afraid. Do not want to go. So Mr. Stacy, he fire gun.
Crazy fool got tough about it, eh?
Yes, Missy Lil. He make us go on trail. All day we travel fast. I tell him it be bad, but he not stop. Then natives hid behind rocks, shoot. We no have chance. Natives keep up fire. Soon nobody but Mr. Stacy be safe. So native come. I tell Mr. Stacy, I go to hills. Signal you. He feel very bad for make mistake. So he let himself be captured while Kolo get away.
And so he came to his senses after it was too late, huh? Did you see them take him away?
Kolo hid in tall grass. See them take trail. Me follow it long way.
Well, good. If you know the general direction they went, we might pick up the trail.
Kolo ready now, Tuan. Feel good. Start when Tuan be ready.
It wasn't long before Jungle Jim's expedition was on the move again. Answering Jim's fears regarding his condition, Kolo swings a rifle over his shoulder and strides forth at the head of the column as it sets out to pick up the trail of the fierce natives, who, not content with their kidnapping of Stacy's wife, have now taken Stacy prisoner. When the noonday sun beats down its fierce heat on the brave band, Jungle Jim calls a halt in a cool, tree-sheltered glade in the mountainous country. Together, Jungle Jim and Kolo pore over maps.
I see. Then, you favor our following this route, eh, Kolo?
Yes, Tuan. This be trail I follow when I escape from ambush and natives.
And you think it's easier traveling? We'll cut off a good 50 miles of our journey back to the hostile territory where Stacy was captured?
Yes, Tuan. Only be one bad place. That be over river. Mm-hmm. There deep gorge there with native bridge to cross. But if Tuan, take care. Bridge be all right.
Well, I'll be careful. If you cross the bridge once, it was in fair condition, I think we can take a chance on it. Especially to save 50 miles additional travel.
Good, Tuan. Kolo show you way here on map.
Well, sure, here. I got this one pretty well marked. Now, this is where we were when we saw your signal.
Hmm.
One of our trackers sighted a big native enemy camp. I see, down there.
That be right. Mr. Stacy captured here. Native take him that way, southeast. See, that lead to camp. Tuan tracker see. When Stacy captured, Kolo come this way.
Mm-hmm.
Reach high ground. Then cross bridge here, cross to hills.
Well, that's fine, Kolo. You certainly made good time. You see where we can save a lot of mileage following your trail. Now, how far do you suppose that bridge is from here, Kolo?
Be maybe 5 miles, Tuan.
Well, everything's packed up ready to start again, Jim. The sun isn't nearly as hot now, so how about getting underway again?
Good idea. Kolo will show me a new way to get back into the enemy country again. We're all ready now. Moko!
Yes, Master Jim.
Get your boys together. We're ready to move on again.
Yes, Master Jim.
Okay, Kolo. Lead the way. We'll follow.
This one, Jim. This be bridge. Now.
Good heavens, Jim. Are we going to have to cross on that? Why, it doesn't look strong enough to hold up one of us, never mind ten.
I'll admit it's a pretty flimsy-looking affair. But you can't judge these native bridges by their looks. I've seen a company of soldiers in full marching order go over bridges that didn't even look half as strong.
Kolo cross it once, Missy Lil. Bridge shake a little bit, but it be good strong.
Okay, if you say so, Kolo, but I'll feel a lot better when I'm on the other side. What a drop. Must be 100 feet down to the river.
Yep, it's quite a drop if you were taking a dive, but there's no danger. Moko, come up here.
Yes, Master Jim.
Now listen, Moko. We're going to cross over this bridge. Now, there's absolutely no danger if we're careful. But first, we must keep at least 10 yards apart. You get that?
Yes, Master Jim.
Then we must be sure to break step. There's no danger of developing a wide swing on the bridge lines if we walk slowly and break step. Now, tell the boys.
Yes, Master Jim. Kulala di komorana. Epa pepa ad. Aralgon deribo. Ono move.
Moko. Moko, what's the matter?
Boys say bridge not safe. Boys not want to cross. They better go down river, find crossing in water.
Tell them I said the bridge is perfectly safe. Kolo has crossed it, and he says it's all right.
Maybe
It be better, Tuan, if Kolo lead way.
There, Moko. Tell the boys Kolo will prove it by going first.
Very good, Master Jim. Moko tell boys. Ebe bala, to river river. River mani kutani.
Kolo river.
Boys say, Kolo go, they go.
Okay, Moko. All right, Kolo.
Yes, Tuan. Moko follow Kolo. Then boys come too, Master Jim.
Good work, Moko. Go ahead. Follow Kolo.
Well, they're going across, but they don't like it, judging by the tone of their conversation.
Okay, Lil. You want to go next or follow me?
You go ahead. I'll follow you, Jim.
Righto, Lil. Don't look down and you'll be all right. Now, give me a chance to get a little ahead of
him. Okay, Jim. Following, but I still say...
Suddenly, the slender ropes holding the frail native bridge together pulled away from the rocks. There is a scream of terror from the natives as the bridge suddenly collapses and its occupants are hurtled 150 feet into the swirling waters of the river beneath. What will be the outcome of this dire tragedy? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.